Is the modern world good for us? Conventional wisdom holds that innovations in medicine, hygiene, and food production have added to human longevity and flourishing. But there's a counterargument that our hunter-gatherer ancestors were actually healthier and happier than we are now, and thrived in ways we're struggling to recapture. Here to make that case is Jessica Carew Kraft, author of the new book, Why We Need to Be Wild: One Woman's Quest for Ancient Human Answers to 21st Century Problems. Jessica is a journalist who reports on health, culture, tech, and education for outlets including The New York Times, The Atlantic, Forbes, San Francisco Chronicle, and Politico. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, I'm Jessica Carew Kraft, a mother of two girls, a journalist, and an editor with a background in anthropology. In midlife, I left a position advising tech startups to become a naturalist and wild food forager, and ended up spending several years researching people and communities who practiced the skills of ancient humans. This life-transforming journey is covered in my book, Why We Need to Be Wild: One Woman's Quest for Ancient Human Answers to 21st Century Problems. Today, I'll present five big insights from the book. Starting with insight one, question the benefits of modern technology. Several years ago, I was working as an editorial advisor to high-tech startups. I was like any other resident of San Francisco during the tech boom, relying on food delivery apps and summoning GPS-guided rides around the city, constantly attached to my cell phone. My daily routines were hectic and stressful. I listened to the utopian tech CEOs and got excited about a future where the monotonous tasks of traditional family life could be eradicated with the push of a button. Yet digital utopia seemed to get further and further away, and I wasn't seeing many benefits in my life. In fact, I was miserable. The quality time I could allot to my family and friends was shrinking, as I dashed around dealing with strangers, answering to a boss, and sitting inside for 8 hours a day, mindful of always appearing productive to my coworkers. All of this seemed to go against my instincts to direct my own activities, be with my loved ones, and get outside. Beyond my personal experience, most statistical indicators of physical, mental, and community health across the industrialized world are getting worse. Too many of us are overweight, sleep-deprived, stressed, isolated, depressed, anxious, diseased, addicted, and unable to pay attention. We spend 95% of our time indoors and don't engage the natural world. I started asking myself if the benefits of this technological lifestyle were worth the cost. And that question opened up a whole new world. Insight 2. The lifestyle of our ancient ancestors and modern-day hunter-gatherers is healthier and happier than ours. Studying field reports from anthropologists working with hunter-gatherer clans, I realized that we have traded away the social, psychological, and physical benefits of our ancestral lifestyle in favor of convenience, comfort, and technological progress. True, we now enjoy easy access to calories, clean water, climate-controlled shelter, healthcare, and entertainment. But compared to hunter-gatherers, most of us don't have adequate leisure time, healthy social support, or a purposeful sense of belonging. The types of stressors we experience are ones that our ancient ancestors never knew, because they didn't have to work so hard, no more than 3 to 6 hours a day. An entire band cooperated to find and prepare food. All other materials for daily life came free from the environment. Living in tight-knit social groups provided them with security and emotional well-being. Contrary to stereotypes, these cultures, which have persisted to this day, hold a deep respect for the role women and non-binary folks play in group life, and they are compassionate to the ill and disabled. Across the globe, hunter-gatherer groups persist, though they are constantly imperiled by farming, industry, and military incursion. I know it sounds absurd to recreate a primal lifestyle in modern society. I like my Netflix and boba tea too. Yet I spent the last 5 years learning from folks doing just that, realizing that these skills are crucial to human survival, beneficial for our health and families, and pretty badass. Insight 3. Practicing rewilding reconnects us to our birthright as happy, healthy hominids in balance with nature. We currently live in a state of evolutionary mismatch. No longer in the environment we evolved to live in, we have domesticated ourselves and are utterly dependent on centralized production systems. Just as the dog, once a wild wolf, now expects its nightly kibble and soft bed, humans expect to get all their calories from the grocery store and snooze on a Tempur-Pedic mattress in a 70-degree room. Rewilding aims to bring us back into alignment with our ancestral ways of life. The popular paleo diet is an attempt to rewild how we eat. Barefoot running shoes are meant to restore our original locomotion and get us in touch with the earth. Rewilders apply this logic to every aspect of life: how we sleep, socialize, work, make necessities, build shelter, raise children, and recreate. Some spend periods every year living in primitive shelters, sourcing their sustenance from nature, and occasionally returning to towns, jobs, cars, and coffee shops. Some keep a few durable industrial goods, but carve out a feral life in the woods. Others roam the West in horseback caravans, harvesting and planting back wild species. I started meeting rewilders at gatherings teaching ancestral skills and attempted to learn what they knew. I was fascinated by how they revived traditions that were on the brink of extinction. They were driven by the understanding that ancient human cultures were once profoundly egalitarian, never subjugating others or exploiting resources to the point of ruin. This allowed them to navigate issues of indigenous rights, colonialism, and economic and racial privilege with great care, despite the fact that living close to nature was once inherent to all humans. It has now become a privileged pursuit, often excluding minority groups and posing challenges for those struggling to make ends meet. Yet, the allure of wilder life is something that all of us might still identify with. Insight 4. Anyone, anywhere, can rewild some parts of their life. Rewilding means drawing inspiration from primal cultures, which possess the longest-standing wisdom traditions to guide our way of life. Simplify your social circle to include only 25, the group size our brains evolved to handle. Prioritize fostering meaningful relationships over pursuing wealth, because other people's love and kindness is more reliable than the stock market. Incorporate wild foods into your diet. They're more nutritious. Encourage children to play outdoors and maximize time in nature. Instead of buying things, you can embrace the process of creation for some of your needs. Attempt to acquire a few ancestral skills, even if you only use them on camping trips. All of this will help reduce stress, promote activity, and even get that desirable dopamine detox. The more I liberate myself from the confines of domestication, the happier I am. I've harvested roadkill for dinner, foraged wild greens for salads, carved knives from stone, and made clothing from deer hides. Doing all of this gave me more confidence in my ability to face whatever obstacles come my way. Insight 5. Teaching children wild skills is essential. A lot of us get anxious and upset about changing climate conditions and the increased scarcity of natural resources, thinking there's little we can do. But rewilding is something that even prominent scientists now endorse. Writing in the journal Futures, economist John Gowdy foresees an eventual collapse of our civilization due to how the projected rise in global average temperature will devastate global agriculture. He wrote, "We became human as hunters and gatherers, and we can regain our humanity when we return to that way of life." Today, wilderness schools are teaching a critical mass of kids to master old ways and immerse in nature, which many believe is the key to ensuring human survival. Throughout history, virtually all civilizations have collapsed, whether due to shifts in climate, environmental destruction, or the burden of their own complexity. In many cases, survivors relied on small groups and their prowess in the wild to thrive into future generations. Teaching children time-tested survival skills might be the most important thing we can do as a species. Even more importantly, it's fun to rewild. I hope this book will help more people connect to their wild selves. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. That was Jessica Carew-Kraft with 5 big ideas from Why We Need to Be Wild: One Woman's Quest for Ancient Human Answers to 21st Century Problems. For more insights from our hunter-gatherer ancestors, have a listen to our book bite for Work, A Deep History from the Stone Age to the Age of Robots by James Sussman. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.